There. Good afternoon, everyone. I don't know. I just lowered the volume a little bit. It sounds like I'm echoing. All right. I have a way of turning it down too. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Good to see you on this beautiful Sabbath. You're looking at me, and I'm looking at the beautiful Sabbath out there. It's just so tempting. But I'm glad I'm here. You know, I told someone this morning, and I really mean it. There's no place I'd rather be on earth right now, except one, maybe, and that's with my wife. And that you would understand. But otherwise. This is where I want to be, and I've looked forward to coming to Franktown Castle Rock, and I'm excited about the project that we are embarking together. We're in this together. We're in this together all the way to our ears. And so it is written as fully committed to doing what we're doing here. Let's pray, and then I'll share something here. Father God, thank you for this beautiful Sabbath. It's almost too beautiful because it's so tempting to be outdoors and walking and exercising and breathing the fresh mountain air. But Lord, we're here, and we're here for a good reason. We just want to talk a little bit about the journey, talk about how to connect with people and how to make friends for you with those who are around us. So bless us here, we pray. May these moments together be helpful, not only here, but also as we go out. We will be going out and exercising, a little different than just hiking. We'll be exercising our things we learn about sharing you with others. In the name of Jesus, amen. You know, this is just about when people start getting up and slipping quietly out. It's like, what? Going out? Going out? What? I didn't know that. Wu Yangling was a Seventh-day Adventist in China. This is a true story. And when she retired at age 72 from being a teacher, you know, when you retire at age 72 from being a teacher, the mountains beckon, or the beach beckons, or something beckons. But what beckoned her was, she wanted to share Jesus with people. So she decided, I'm going to move to a city that has no Seventh-day Adventists. Now, when I say a city in China, a small city, it's not Castle Rock or Franktown. A small city in China is probably 500,000 people, because they have a lot of people there, a whole lot. So she, I don't know what size city it was, but it was well populated. But when you compare to the large cities of Beijing or Shanghai or some of these others, this was comparatively small. She would go there with one purpose and one purpose alone, and that was to share Jesus. I still feel it's ringing a little bit, isn't it? Can we turn it down a little bit? Let me see. Can you folks hear me if I don't use this? Can you still hear me? Oh, you want to record? Yeah, I don't know. Okay, turn it down a little bit more. Hey. All right. How's that? That works. So, she moved to this smaller town in China, and she says, I want to be used by you. Now, we have to go back a few years. Those were the years when sharing Jesus was really not quite permitted. Now, it's a little bit more, but still, it's so-so. But back then, it was worse than it is today. And so she said, Lord, I've gone there. Please use me. And the first thing she did, and the first thing we should always do before we embark in this is do what? First thing, pray. So she prayed. She said, Lord, I'm just a simple, older, willing vessel. Just use me. And then she went to work. What did she do? Did she stand on the street corner and preach? I've seen people like that. I was in Rome a few years ago, and there was some dude on a box preaching. I don't think many people were listening to him, so that didn't work. That's not what she did. Did she distribute glow tracks? That's not a bad idea. You were with us. No, you didn't go through Beijing with us on our way home, did you?
Well, we went there.
Before.
We went there, and Jamie and I.
Yes. Oh, you were doing that too. Well, we did the same thing. We were distributing glow tracks in Beijing, and you know, some of our group, I think we got them from you probably, the glow tracks, some leftovers. And so on our way home from Mongolia, we're distributing glow tracks. We were walking through the Forbidden City, where it's probably forbidden to put glow tracks. So we're not giving them to people. We're just very quietly just putting them here and putting them there. And I stood back and I watched some dude, some Chinese fellow who came by and saw this thing in Chinese. Of course, it's a Chinese glow track. And he picked it up and read it and then put it in his pocket and went on his way. So I'm saying, praise God. Who knows what will happen from that. But that's not what she did. She wanted to do a little bit more than just glow tracks, because glow tracks is still kind of impersonal. You don't know the rest of the story. Someone reads it, and then, you know, hopefully they connect with someone with the contact info. But she wanted to do something personal. And because evangelism, at the end of the day, is really, truly all about building relationships. We sometimes we try to avoid that. It's about building relationships. You can't do any other way. So she decided to just let the beautiful glory of Jesus shine in her. And she had this glow. Do we have this glow? When people look at us, they think, boy, this guy has, or this lady has something special that I would be interested in. I hope that as Christians we have a special glow about us. We should. We should. She had this glow, and she just went about her business. She went to the supermarket and bought things, and she talked to people, and they talked to her, and they realized that, you know, she's a nice lady. So she made a lot of friends, just by being normal, average, ordinary person, just nice person, nice neighbor. And then she, with those friends, she would ask a question. She said, hey, you know, I teach things from the Bible. Would you be interested? I've said this on Friday night. I said this on Thursday night. Unless you ask the question, you'll never know the answer. You have to ask the question. She could have had all these friends and never asked the question, but she finally asked the question and said, hey, would you be interested? Now get back to the story here. She must have had a very sweet and gracious disposition, because many people accepted her invitation. After 1 year, this 72-year-old lady, Wu Yangling, had over 100 people come to her home to study the Bible. Just because she was sweet and nice, she was not a professional, she was not a pastor, she was not a scholar, she was just an average person like all of us. And she just asked a question, and people were interested. After a while, many were ready to be baptized. That's where it gets good. And that's when she had a problem. Ladies and gentlemen, there's good problems and bad problems. Sometimes the church board deals with a lot of bad problems, but we wish we had more of the good problems like you're going to hear now. This is a good problem. The problem was, there was no ordained pastor nearby, no Godfrey in the vicinity, no Jamie Houghton in the vicinity, no pastor. She was not even an ordained elder. So she has all these people who are now, because they've taken the Bible studies, have made a decision to be baptized, because that's the goal. We build a relationship like Jesus did, and then we bid them follow me, or follow him rather. And she did that. She has all these people. So what do you think she did? What would you have done? You can't do this here because you got a pastor. So what do you think she did? She decided, you know, in the absence of a pastor, I've got to do it. at the first baptismal service. I don't know, it doesn't tell me where it was held, if it was in her bathtub because she had to be discreet. I do not know. But this here is the fact: at the first baptismal service, 800 people were baptized. So, you know, we're talking about after a year, she had 100, she continued. So this did not happen at that time. She still went on for a while. So, but by the time she was ready to baptize, 800 people were baptized. Today in that town, so today would be many years ago when the story was written, there are 10 Adventist churches, the largest one, 2,000 members, all because Wu Yangling prayed and the Holy Spirit took over in her life. You know, when we say not in this area of the country, not in Franktown and not in Castle Rock, you know, she could have said, well, not in this town. You know, you can't say much because people will arrest you or you know, it's just, they're not even Christian. We don't have anything in common. She could have argued a lot of stuff, but she didn't. She just went to work and let the Holy Spirit do the rest. So I believe that we are ready to see some cool things happen here as well. We're going to go out in just a little bit, and we're going to follow up some interest. And I can hear almost a heartbeat increasing in this room. Now, I'm going to get to that in a moment. I know you're dying to know what this here is. So I do want to get to this. This is so cool. I'm going to do it while Jamie's not even here. Should have been here. He's doing something to help me out. He's actually getting the maps ready for our visitation. When you're ready to study with people, you again have to ask the question, just like she did. So you ask the question about, would you be interested in Bible studies? That's one thing. And then once you deliver the lessons, then you need to ask, would you be interested in sitting down and looking at Bible texts with me? So there's two asks. When you're ready to sit down with someone, there's clues they give you. Because at the beginning, you just want to give them the lessons. Here's a great lesson. Here's the lesson. Here's lesson number one. And then the following week, you give them lesson number two. And the next week, you give them lesson number three. But eventually, you want to sit down with them. Your relationship with them will go to the point that you want to study with them. What are the clues that tell you that they might be interested in actually sitting down with you? Obviously, if they ask you and say, would you study the Bible with me? That's like, woohoo! That's a clue. But what else? What are other signs that tell you? You know, like I said last night, there are signs when a guy is dating a girl, there are signs that tell him that she's into you. You know, she likes you. She answers your phone calls. She says yes when you ask her out to dinner. I mean, these are indications that this is going the right way. If she stops answering her phone and texts you, tells you, don't bother me anymore, that's a clue that tells you that this is probably going nowhere. Going nowhere. So it's the same thing with the relationship with people you're working with. What are some of the other clues? They have questions. You know, they're actually looking at the study guides you're leaving with them, and they have questions like, hey, I looked at this thing. I'm curious about this and that. There you go. What else? They're glad to see you. You know, when you drop the lesson, they're like, ah, it's good to see you. If they say, ah, it's bad to see you, that's... So if they are glad to see you, that could be an indication that they're ready to take this to another level. So let's say you finally ask the question. They say, okay, yeah, we'd be interested. People then say to themselves, well, I don't know how to give a Bible study. I mean, I should just call Pastor Jamie and let him go give the Bible study. No. No. Don't have him rob you of that blessed experience. Let you know, tell him that what's happening, but you do it. And people just are afraid because they don't know how to do it. You know, some people will say, well, do I just give them the lesson and I take the lesson and we just read through it together? That's pretty boring. That's pretty boring. You're just reading through the lesson. There's got to be a better way. So in a country outside the U.S., they came up with what they called the atomic bomb. And I have our It Is Written version of it. It's called the atomic bomb because it had such a profound impact upon how the people, average, ordinary people, were giving Bible studies. Finally, everyone could really do it. So here's how it works. In this box, I have 25 sets of cards. These 25 sets of cards match the 25 lessons in here. So the lesson on the Sabbath, which is lesson number 7, would be set number 7 over here. That's quite elementary. So here's how it works. So let's say that you're going to be studying. Let's say the I'm going to pull, if I can do it, lesson number 10, which is the one on the state of the dead. It's called Mystery of Death. So here's how you go about this. You go to their home, and let's say that you and your partner, and I'm going to have Eric be my partner, so hypothetically it's Eric and me, and we're studying with Bob and Betty Brown. So I want to have two study guides with me in my Bible, and I want to have these cards, which are the lesson that we're going to study on the state of the dead, in my Bible as well. There you go. Go into the home, and you, of course, have the preliminaries before. You don't want to just eliminate all business and go straight into the study. It's all about what? Relationships. So you talk about what interests them. It's good to bond every time you want to bond. But then you have come for purpose, and you don't want to make it all just talk about the weather. You do want to get down to the study as well. So then you sit down, and you say, when you first introduce this, you can just say, hey, you know, we're going to play a little game, card game, good game, holy game. And here's how it goes. We're going to shuffle these. And then, when these are shuffled, I'm going to distribute them. So, Eric, you get one. And then your Bob. Hi, Bob. Where's Betty? Here, Betty's over here. And then I'll take one for myself because I'm part of the study. And let's imagine that I distribute them all like this until I have none left. Of course, you pray before you start. And then as the moderator, I say, well, who has question number 1? By any chance, anybody have question number 1? On this card, by the way, let me tell you what's on this card. All that is on this card is the question that corresponds to the question in the lesson. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. All there is on here is the question and the Bible reference and nothing else. Mm-hmm. Nothing else. I mean, this is stinking simple. So who has question number 1? I'll just go through it. Who has question number 2? 3, 4, 5? 5. Okay, let's say we've arrived at question number 5. Betty, I know it's not your name. Is it?
No.
Okay. Just wow. Yeah, Betty, we're simulating the lesson here. So, Betty, why don't you go ahead and read the question.
Are people conscious in death?
Okay. Is there a Bible reference?
Yes. Do you want to know what it is?
Yes, please.
Ecclesiastes 9:5.
Ecclesiastes 9:5. So everybody opens up to... Oh, we should have done this. I'm sorry. So we go to...
We're not going to know what you said.
We go to Ecclesiastes. Yeah, go ahead and read the question again for the recording.
Okay. Are people conscious in death?
Ecclesiastes 9:5. Okay. And here, I'll give you my Bible so you can read it here. Verse 5 is right here.
For the living know that they will die, but the dead know nothing. They have no further reward, and even the memory of them is forgotten.
All right, so Betty, What's the answer to the question?
They are not conscious in death.
All right. So there you go. I have engaged Betty in the discussion. So here's what often happens in Bible studies. Often it's a monologue. Often it's a teacher. Once in a while, someone in the study responds. But here, because everyone has a card or has several cards, everyone gets to participate. Even junior gets to participate. Kids love to do this as well. They like to be involved. So instead of pulling out the lesson guide and going through it, you're actually simply going through these cards. And these cards essentially walk you through the entire study just like that. It's so, so very simple. So who has question number 6? You happen to have it. And let's do one more here.
I'm Bob.
Go ahead, Bob.
Do the dead people praise the Lord immediately after they die?
And what's the Bible?
Psalm 115:17.
Okay, I'll give you Bible.
115:17.
Okay, 115, I'll give it to you. 115:17, there you go.
It is not the dead who praise the Lord, those who go down. It is not the dead who praise the Lord, those who go down to silence.
Okay.
So no, they don't.
So there you go. As the teacher, I probably can add a few, you know, comments to it, affirm the answer. If Bob's by some chance says something that is maybe not absolutely correct, I can gently redirect. But most people, if they allow the Bible to speak for itself, here's the question, here's the answer, I've never had people really go way off. And it just keeps it flowing nicely. It's like giving the Sabbath school lesson. You go through it, you ask questions, people respond, and just like this, you go through the entire study. So, any questions on this? Sorry that my partner Eric was not involved, but any questions on this? It has been used extremely successfully, and we have just, It Is Written has just printed these. And those who are using it, our Bible workers, absolutely love using this. So when you're done with the lesson, you put them back in your Bible. And then what you do, you give them the actual lesson. So here's, I forgot, I did have it in my Bible already. I was ready, I came ready. So this I know is lesson number 1, but we'll imagine it's lesson number 11. So you leave with Betty and Bob the lessons, and you say, we've gone through it. But now you get to go through it again after we leave at your convenience. So what happens here, a person goes through it not just once, but twice. There's something about repetition. It helps to make sure it sticks in the mind better. So that's our It Is Written Bible study cue cards. I recommend that every single person who desires to be involved in giving Bible study, who already gives Bible studies, to get one of these. It's one of those things you want in your tool chest so that you're ready to give Bible studies.
Is it at the ABC or can be ordered through the ABC?
Jamie has a box full. I brought a 40 pounds of these here. And I said to Jamie, I want to make sure that I have enough for those who want it. They're not free, unfortunately. But you talk to Jamie about that after Sabbath, and
how long is each lesson?
And that's the question was, how long is each lesson? I'm going to answer it probably not the way you expected. We encourage each lesson to be less than an hour. Now, some lessons will take longer because there may be more questions, or the topic is more involved. Betty and Bob are just stubborn. They don't get it. And so it just takes a little longer. And you do it so lovingly. You do it so patiently. So my recommendation is, since this is all based on relationships, don't worry if you don't get the lesson done within an hour. Don't say, I'm going to stay with it, and we're going to get it done in 2 hours. Less is more. So If you're not done within an hour, just say, hey, we're going to pick this up where we left off. We finished at question number 7. Next week, we'll continue with question number 8. What's the rush? What's the rush? Well, some of you will say, well, Jesus is coming back any moment. I believe that if the person is pointed in the right direction, I have a doubt that Jesus will say, well, you know, it's too late. You missed on you didn't complete this. I don't think this is the kind of God that we worship, okay? But I think what you don't want to have happen is, because you do get into it, and the people get into it, and what happens is you lose track of time, just like sometimes the pastor loses track of time on Sabbath morning or Sabbath afternoon by the time he really loses track. You follow what I'm saying. And so what happens next is the people, when you leave, they look at their watch and they'll say, what? And so they're not going to be as eager for you to be back because, man, I don't have that chunk of time to give. So you don't want them to want less of you because you've taken too much of their time. You want them to want more of you because you've ended it at a point where, man, I can't wait for next week. So it's up to you to take charge of the lesson and make sure that you stay within an hour. There is exception to this. Just like when I moved to the United States at age 12, I had to learn English, and I learned that there's a lot of rules, grammar rules in English, right? And I memorized and learned all the grammar rules, and then someone said, and by the way, all these rules have exceptions. And that's what made it tough. So, you know, there's exceptions to what I'm saying here. But generally speaking, you want to keep it within an hour. And if the lesson is not done, no worries whatsoever. Any other questions? Because what I'm sharing here is really what you missed it all. I shared it all while I said, oh, he's gone, let's do it now. Oh, and Godfrey's gone, let's do it now. So I believe there might be some people who may contact you, Jamie, about getting these boxes. Do you think these have potential to be very good for you? You know, some people say, well, can I buy one for the church? Well, that's not going to work real well because, you know, it's like saying I'm going to buy one wrench for the neighborhood. And then everybody wants to borrow the wrench, my neighbor here and my neighbor across the street. You need your own. You need your own because if you start giving Bible studies, you want you to have your own toolbox with you, and there it is. Now, someone may say, can I use this method without using the It Is Written study guides? I mean, I'm going to say I would prefer not because I might be connected to It Is Written. But you can actually use this with any study guide if you think about it, because the Sabbath is the Sabbath is the Sabbath, and the second coming is the second coming is the second coming. These present the fundamental beliefs of the Seventh-day Adventist Church. So when you're teaching the state of the dead with this, you can easily leave with them another type of study guide on the state of the dead. As long as the topic is the same, it still works. But It Is Written are probably the best. Terry.
Anybody want to use anything different? You know, we all want to be inventive, but that being said, if it already works and it's designed that way, what is the benefit for using something, another Bible study?
I don't know of any benefit, but there may be some people who prefer or have, what I've heard more often than not is, I talked to someone this week, as a matter of fact, who were saying, well, Pastor Eve, we bought hundreds of this study guide series, and we don't want them to go to waste. So that would be a reason, because that's true. I mean, you hate to have study guides be thrown away. So that would be one reason why you would use something else. But if you have nothing to use, and you know you don't have a supply of them. Now, I don't get any commission on this. Jamie does. Jamie does not. Godfrey does not. I think they're very good. And if you've used them, you know, you will see what I mean. And if you haven't, then you will see what I mean as well. They really are good. Anyway, these are good to have, and I want to make sure that you are aware of them. Jamie, I'll give you an explanation on the way to the airport. So, and Godfrey, I'll give you an explanation. Tomorrow morning, my flight is at 6:05 a.m. If you can meet Jamie at his house around 4 a.m. His have a good trip. All right. Now, we have mailed out in the past here some of these, and we have mailed out in Castle Rock a few more. So far, we have received 6 back. We didn't do a big mailing, just big enough. And this is a Bible study request card mailing, okay? So people get this in the mail, and it's simply an invitation, really a nice invitation, a friendly invitation for people to consider taking Bible studies, sent to them by It Is Written. And it's just nice, fresh-looking, attractive. And 6 people in Castle Rock have actually done this. They've filled out their information and ripped this off and actually walked over to a mailbox and mailed it in. What does that tell you? I mean, they're interested. I mean, I wouldn't put my personal contact info unless there was some type of interest. The exception to this would be if my son is playing a prank on his mother. On, you know what I'm saying. It happens. Once in a while, you have someone else who fills it in. It's like... But more often than not, it's the person who's actually sent it. So they sent that in. And it says, yes, I would like to receive free It Is Written Bible study guides. It even says it in Spanish because there's more and more people who do speak Spanish. And so, si te gustaría recibir estos estudios en español, marca aquí. So there it is. So you, I know, I'm sorry. I apologize for the terrible Spanish. It's awful, but
it was not bad at all.
Okay. So you put that in the mailbox, and then who gets it? It goes to It Is Written P.O. Box 6. That's our mailbox in Chattanooga. We get it. We process it, and what that means, we make a copy of it because this is very valuable. This is more valuable than diamonds. This is more valuable than anything on planet Earth. These are people interested in studying the Bible. So we make sure that we make a copy of it so in case this gets lost, we still have evidence. No, it just says It Is Written. It is written. So
I don't mean specific church, I mean what denomination.
It does not. So it goes to the pastor who has arranged for the mailing. In this case, it would be Godfrey. So he has received 6 so far in the Castle Rock area. So this afternoon, we're going to actually go and deliver lesson number 1 to people in Castle Rock. So, and who else is here from Castle Rock? I see 3 of you, and maybe 4 of you. Okay. So, you know, the 6, we may go 3 and 3 and divide it up. And I know that the heart rate has just gone up with some people here. It's like I'm looking at people looking at like a deer in headlights. Here's what you do. Yes, sir.
Pastor Reed, can you discuss the elephant in the room as to why people might have fear to see someone? What's the psyche of that fear?
Yeah, the psyche is actually based, in my opinion, my experience is based on it's baseless. Let me put it this way. It really is baseless. Because of all the people we've connected with, there is actually an extremely small percentage who actually is downright impolite and mean. That's the fear we have. People will... It does not happen. It really does not happen. We went to Australia just recently. It's fresh on my mind. That's why I mention it. And we didn't even follow up a card. We went there cold turkey. I mean, no one there to say, oh, yeah. There, it's like, Who are you? We have a survey. We'll talk about the survey in just a moment. And people were actually, those who were not interested were not mean. They were like, I'm not interested. No problem. Have a blessed day. And we went on our way. That was the worst we had. We're not interested. No one, well, actually, the worst that happened. There was the worst that happened. I'm here with my partner. Her name is Beck. And the door opens, and the guy is only in his underwear. And she's like, and I'm like, that was the worst. And you know, how do you keep your composure? Because, you know, I'm here to conduct a survey. I mean, I tried to act like he was fully dressed. And obviously, he, you know, the response I anticipated happened. He says, you know, I just woke up and I want to go back to bed. And it's like, sir, have a good rest. God bless you. And we were on our way. We remain cordial and friendly. So I really mean this, that the fears that people have are baseless. When you go out this afternoon and when we come back, I would be extremely surprised if someone had a person show their fist at them. It won't happen. It won't happen. People will say no. But if they say no, that's okay. God bless you, and you are on your way. What's the big deal? What's the big deal? So, let me show you how to follow this one up. So, if it's a lady, let's say it's Betty Brown. I'm going to stick with Betty Brown. Not you. I know you're not Betty. It would not be advisable for me to go with Josh here, because it's a lady and you show up with two men. So you got to use some common sense. So it would be more appropriate for two ladies or a lady and a man. That also can work. But two men visiting a lady, that's a no-no. Ladies, by the way, two ladies can easily visit the men. It's amazing. Ladies get away with so much more when it comes to this kind of work. I'm telling you the truth. So I would go, what is your name?
Kim.
So I go with Kim. Kim, let's say, is my visiting partner. Kim is scared stiff. She may not be, but Kim is saying, I'll go, but I'm not going to say a word. And I say, Kim, don't worry. You don't have to say a word. Just pray in your heart with your eyes open. Your role is to pray and to observe, because you want to learn how it's done. So Kim and I go to Betty Brown's address. We park the car not in her driveway, and probably not right in front. We park it a little ways out, and then we get out of the car. We don't linger in the car and pray and get our courage up. You don't want to do this. You just want to go right to it. You want to do the prayer before you get there, because people are watching. What's this car? What are they doing? People are suspicious. So we want to lessen all of this. So we get out of the car. We make our way to the house. We're not talking about the weather, and man, look at this. They should mow their grass. This is stuff you already know. Just good common sense. You walk to the door, you knock, and then you always take a step back, because what you don't want to do is be face-to-face with them as they open the door. It's like, that's kind of awkward. So it's a natural step back. Kim prays, I pray, but you pray with your eyes open, because what you don't want to have happen is they open a door and you're like this, and they say, what's she doing? She's praying for you. She opens the door, and I say, this is what you will say, okay, Godfrey? And my name is Yves Monnier, and I'm the local representative for It Is Written. And I really am. But guess what? You really are too. You really are too. Because It Is Written is a church entity. We're not an independent ministry. We are a Seventh-day Adventist ministry. We are a cousin of the Franktown Church. And you, as members of the Franktown and Castle Rock churches, you are It Is Written representatives. Okay? So you don't have to, am I? Am I not? I'm not sure. Should I? You are. Ideally, and we haven't done this, and it's because Jimmy just, I don't know what happened with him. Wasn't thinking. We should have had lanyards. Actually, Actually, I should have. It's not him. It's me. It's me. It's nice to shift blame to someone else. It's me. But it's not a deal breaker by any means. So you show up, and you say, and I'm responding to a card that Betty Brown sent in. Are you Betty Brown? And she sees her handwriting, and she will say what she will say, and that is, yeah, I'm Betty Brown. And guess what she will say? The first thing out of her mouth after this dialogue, the first thing out of her mouth, without fail, you'll see it, those of you who find someone at home, because finding someone at home is the hardest thing of all of this. Guess what she will say?
I've forgotten about that.
Well, she might say this, but she'll say something else before she'll say that. She'll say, I thought it was going to come in the mail, without fail. Now, so that you are clear about this, nowhere in here does it say that it will come in the mail. Nowhere. Not here, not there, not in fine print, nowhere. Nowhere. We did this on purpose. Because, again, if we're sending the lesson by mail, what's happening to the relationship portion? It's not happening. The mail carrier is getting a relationship, you know, and the mail carrier, most mail carriers are not interested in people's salvation. You are. You are. So, and your response will be as follows. I'm the local representative of It Is Written, and since I know this is so important, I wanted to make sure to deliver it in person. 90% of the people will say, oh, cool. Thank you. Of course, some of you will say, won't someone ask if you are with a church? What they're most likely to say is, what is It Is Written? Okay, because that's what you're saying, and that's what is in bold letters here and there. I mean, it's It Is Written. So you want to just lump it on It Is Written. It Is Written is a national, or I should say international, media ministry, and every Sunday on TBN, I checked it out, I think I'm correct, it appears at 11:30 here. Am I correct? Good. 11:30 with Pastor John Bradshaw. Most people, believe it or not, will be satisfied with this. Because it's mail by It Is Written, quote-unquote you, and you are the local It Is Written representative. So most of the time, this takes care of that question just like this. Very rarely will someone press on and say, but what denomination is It Is Written affiliated with? If it comes to that, the Seventh-day Adventist Church. But there's no need to predispose people who might be predisposed negatively to say it. If they don't ask, you're with It Is Written, and that's where you leave it at. Because it would be unfortunate, and it often happens, where a wonderful relationship could blossom and bloom, but because of predisposition about their views on the church, it dies. And by the way, you probably are not surprised how often we're confused with another group that has the word "day" in their name. Well, that too, but Latter-day Saints, because of the word "day," Seventh Day, Latter Day, and often the two get confused. So you've done just that. You've introduced yourself. I'm just walking you through this, and you say, and here's the lesson that you have requested right here. And as she grabs it, and you want to do it in a way that she will take it. There's a way to do it. You don't hold it here. You put it right there in her stomach. And the natural response is, we know this from experience, people will take it. You want her to take the lesson in her hands. It's just a natural way for her to take a hold. And as she looks at it, you can say, these lessons are really, really good. I've done them. Now, the only way you can say you've done them is if you've done them. So what you want to get from Pastor Jamie is make sure that you get lessons from him so that you yourself can do them ahead of time, because you want to say that you've done them. And you can say beautiful images, wonderful illustrations, and these lessons have been a blessing to me. And I'm so glad that I'm able to deliver them to you. And she will say probably, oh, cool, thank you. And then you're on your way out. The visit is as short as this. You're on your way out and say, by the way, Betty, this is part of a series. In about a week, I'd like to drop by lesson number 2 that follows, that builds on this. And more than likely, she will say, just, yeah, that'd be okay. We did this in Australia, and to everyone's surprise, except God's, we had 61 people who said we could come back and bring lesson number 2. Now, let me be clear about this. None of the 61, it was like, oh, you're an answer to prayer. This morning I was praying, and here you are knocking at the door. We didn't have anything like this. You hear sometimes those stories, and I've got some of those stories I could share, but I haven't yet. They're there. But what we had were normal, average, ordinary people like you and I who took this and said, yeah, no problem. And then you say, God bless you. We'll see you next time. And you walk away, and that's it. And as I walk with Kim, I look at her, and we high five on the driveway. Right? Wrong. We high five after we drive away. You know what I mean. And that's it. That was visit number 1. Was it simple or what? And you say, Eve, you make it sound so easy and simple, but you know in real life it isn't. And I will say, you're wrong. It really, really, truly is. It really, truly is. The hardest thing about this is finding someone at home. Once you've got someone at home, either they'll say no, but someone who sent in a card probably are not likely to say no. There's something about this. Okay, any questions? You have a funny look, Godfrey. You have a question? Yeah, no, I'm looking at you. I'm waiting for that question.
Would you go over the dialogue one more time and what we're supposed to say?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's here it is. Knock, knock, step back, door opens. Hi, my name is Yves Monnier, and this here is my friend Kim, and we are the local It Is Written representatives, and we are responding to the card that you mailed in. Or you could say, I'm responding to the card that Betty Brown mailed in. That probably is better. And are you Betty Brown? If it's a man, you can say, does Betty live here? May I talk with Betty? I mean, and the husband may say, let's say it's the husband, it's Bob. He may say, what is this? And you can just respond the same way. We are It Is Written with It Is Written Media Ministries. And Betty here sent for this, and we are here to deliver the lesson. And she's not available right now. At this point, you can say, well, may I leave this for you to give to her? At this point, it's appropriate to do this because, again, you want to build that trust and decrease the suspicion. If you say, we'll come back another time when she's available, you know, you can see that this could probably cause some problems. So you want to say, she's requested this, and I'm here to drop it by. We'll drop by another time to bring her another lesson, and then you walk away. So if Betty's there, Andy, you hand it to her. She looks at it. You explain to her how wonderful these lessons are, because they really are wonderful. And you tell her as you leave, we'll drop by lesson number 2, which is also a really, really good one, in a week or 2. Does that work? You have a question now. Well, you know, as you leave, it's obvious that you're on your way out. And because the one thing people don't want to feel is that you're going to linger there. I mean, so I would even, I'm standing, I probably would even take a step backward and just say, hey, next week, okay, to bring by lesson number two, because this is part of a series. Body language says a whole lot. And the simple step back is just an indication that you're not going to be, but you know, you're giving her the space. Just little things like this make a huge difference. Boy, I'm scaring people right and left.
Using practice
at 3. Oh, is that it? Oh, I thought it was just they see the headlight. All right, let me do the other one for those of us who are going to do with the survey. Do you have the surveys? If you can bring me one, we'll practice the survey. The survey is where you're not responding to card. You're going cold turkey, like no one's expecting you. That's kind of scary, isn't it? Don't be afraid. The worst they can do to you is what?
Slam the door.
Slam the door. People won't slam the door. They don't do that. They'll just say, no, thank you. No, thank you. And that's it. If you're smiling and happy looking and all of this, you're going to be just fine. Let me tell you about attire as well. I'm not going to go this afternoon with my tie on, okay, and my suit jacket on. I'm going to take my tie off, keep my shirt, of course. I'll have a more informal jacket with me in the car. I brought it. So, those gentlemen, if you have ties on, I probably would take them off. Especially me, if I go like this, I look. You know who I look? I just need the name tag, and I'm in business. I'm Elder Monnier. So, but you see, it's intimidating to have people who are overdressed. Overdressed. We are still representing Jesus Christ, but we don't want to really intimidate people. So you don't want to underdress and you don't want to overdress. You want to just have a nice casual look.
Mingle.
That's it. That's it. They're printing. Can you get one? Just one. I mean, that's all I need. I just need one so I can show everyone how we're going to do this. Any questions while we wait for Godfrey? Yes, Elizabeth.
So I have a Bible study contact, and I already gave her the whole box of the first lessons, and we have two more lessons on the prophecy one. And it's always been a doorstep 15-minute with her, so I've never been invited in. Now I have two lessons left in the prophecy one. Every time for the first 26 that box, I would ask if she had any questions, and she always said no. And then with the prophecy one, the only difference was that she said it's a lot of information, so instead of going every week, I go just a couple times a month.
Well, Elizabeth, you say you usually spend about 15 minutes at the door. What's happening during the 15 minutes? She asks questions?
No, not about the Bible study. We talk about her husband, her mom, her cousins, her life.
She happy to see you when you come by?
I think so.
I'm going to put it out there. Ask. Just ask and say, hey. And, you know, the point being, is she the one who said the ones on prophecy were a little heavier? She's the one who said it?
Yes.
Okay, well, that would have been, you know, keep in mind, folks, that this here is a learning experience. So don't worry. I mean, it's not like, oh, man, I should have done this. So many people are afraid, what if I say the wrong thing and the door closes and et cetera, et cetera. Don't worry about this. I don't believe that someone is going to close the door just because you said the wrong thing. I think there's probably other things going on. So this is all a learning experience. So what I would do is, with what is left, is say, hey, would you be interested in maybe sitting down and looking at some of these harder prophecy with me? But you know, but what I'm saying, do you know if she's filled them out?
I don't know if she's filled them out. I ask her, hey, did you get through it? And she says, yeah, I'm done with it.
Okay, but here's what you, what I'm saying is just simply say, what do you think if we looked at them together? Because I might be able to, you know, just glance at them with you. Just ask the question. Just essentially invite yourself in. Now, I wouldn't say invite yourself in at the time you're visiting. I would say, you know, how about next week? Because, you know, if people have not planned for you to study with them, that might be an intrusion. But if you're telling them, next week I come, can we spend 15, 20 minutes looking at these around a table? You got to ask. What's the worst that can happen? She says no. The best thing that happens, she says yes. And maybe all this time, she hasn't had the courage to say, you know, she's probably said to herself, I wish I could ask Elizabeth to come in, and I wish some people just don't know how to do it. So, you know, the fear factor is a two-way street. It's a two-way street. She may be fearful as well. You don't know. So unless you ask and break that ice, you'll never know.
Did you, the mailers, did you say you mailed them out from Castle Rock?
We mailed them from Chattanooga on behalf of Castle Rock. Godfrey gave us the zip codes to mail them to. We mailed about 2,000.
What's the possibility of having a bunch of those that we can just drop off at people's doors?
The response rate is really dismal, really dismal. We've done that. We even have door hangers that we've created. But unfortunately, our experience has been that people don't seem to respond at the same rate. What comes in the mail is far better. And the next best thing, of course, is just simply going door to door. Takes a little bit more work. Takes a little bit more courage. But actually, it's amazing how many people you'll stumble upon that will say yes. All right, since these guys are not back, I do have the survey here on my laptop, so let me go through the survey with you. Oh, there he is. Jamie and Godfrey were typing the survey. So here it is. We'll give you clipboards. You have a pen, and here's the survey. Here's how it goes, okay? Hi, my name is Yves Monnier, and this is my friend Kim. And we're doing a quick community survey in this neighborhood. You have 2 minutes. Just very friendly, smiling. And what I always do, it's very important that you, by the way, I forgot to say, we're with It Is Written. Did I say It Is Written?
No.
Ah, I failed here. Let me start over. Hi, my name is Yves Monnier, and this is my friend Kim. We are the local It Is Written representative of an international media ministry, and we're here to do a quick survey in your neighborhood. That's all. You show them. You want to make sure that you're holding the clipboard in a way they see it. Because seeing the name It Is Written, and seeing the length of the survey, and you can see it's pretty short, it automatically decreases the fear factor greatly. It's just one of those things. So you don't want to do it like this. You want to do it like this. And most people will say, and you can, if they're hesitating, yeah, it'll take 2 minutes. It'll take 2 minutes of your time. All right. You're smiling. You're friendly. There's something about you that's, yeah, okay. So you go through it. Does someone you know suffer from diabetes, cancer, or heart disease? Someone you know. Yes, no. Would you or someone in your family be interested in a free health seminar? Yes or no? Now, what this does also, when you compile all of this, it tells you people that of some seminars that your church could be doing, because it tells you what the needs are in the community. Would a free healthy cooking class interest you? Yes or no? I mean, these are so simple questions. I mean, which of the following programs would interest you? Children's youth programs, marriage family seminars, finance seminars, reversing diabetes seminar? You mark which they answer. Now, questions number 4, 5, and 6 are the key questions in all of this. With the rise of terrorism, political tension, and natural disasters, you might even slip another word in here, shootings. You know, even though it's not here, you can just add it in because it fits right in. Have you noticed people in your community turning to the Bible? Let me say this. There will be some awkward, silent moments. And sometimes we are afraid of awkward, silent moments. It's okay to have awkward, silent moments. It's okay. Don't worry about no one saying anything. Don't worry about it. Just let it sink in. Eventually they'll answer. It's better to not just... Oh, because sometimes we're afraid of silence and we want to add something. Don't add something. Just wait. Just wait. Have you considered turning to the Bible yourself? Would you be interested in free Bible studies? You're asking the question. No. Okay. Very good. Thank you very much for your time. Have a blessed afternoon. And you're on your way. 2 minutes and you're done. If they say yes, well, glad I'm here. Just happened to have with me lesson number one of an excellent series of lessons on the Bible. This first one is, can God be trusted? You hand it to them just like we've talked about. And just like the other way, you know, with the card, you go through the same thing. Excellent study series, da-da-da-da. And would it be okay if I bring lesson number two next week or in 2 weeks? And you're done. Just like that. You haven't taken much of their time. You haven't been pushy. You've been very polite. You've been smiling. And just like this, you are on your way out. Is this simple or what? That's what we did. That's what we do everywhere we go. We do these very, very exact study, this survey. In Australia, we tweaked it a little bit to fit the Australian mentality, but it was just minor differences. This is essentially what we use in all of our, wherever we go, with some minor differences according to where we are. Any questions?
Yes. How many lessons do we set?
It's 25. What you don't want to do is ever give them the whole set at once, because then you've lost every opportunity to go back to their home.
No relationship.
Exactly. So it's like feeding your baby a five-course meal when they cannot handle it.
For a positive response to the survey, how much information from them should we get?
How much information? Oh, by the way, when they say yes, let me finish this. So when they've said yes, you say, hey, so we can come back and bring it. Can you fill in your contact info? Just like this. You have them fill it out. It's better. It's better. Much better than you filling it out. So you give them the pen and the clipboard. They fill it out. Some cases, I've seen people just grab the whole survey from your hand and they do the survey with you. It's like, oh, whatever. It's fine. They actually read it with you. They read it for you. And you'll be amazed. People are actually quite open about these things. And you'll get some good responses. Now, you go back in 2 weeks. Doesn't mean that they're going to be, oh, I got free! Most of them will say, like you said, they don't even remember. Or they'll say, I didn't do the lesson. But don't worry, it's not about that. It's about the relationship. So no problem. You didn't do the lesson. No worries. Here's lesson number two. And you talk about something that is of interest to them. It could be something you observe in their yard. It could be... That's right. Well, you probably wouldn't say that. But you come up with something to connect. You observe, you listen for anything they might say that might give you an opening for sharing something and asking a question. If she happens to say, oh, I'm rushing to work or I'm getting ready for work, you could say, hey, where do you work? Oh, I work at the local Walmart. Oh, wow. Yeah, good. That must not be an easy job. I bet you those hours are long and dealing with people. Oh, yeah, you wouldn't believe the people, the things they say to me. And so there you go back to your car. And remember, we talked about this last night, and I think it was last night. You write it in your little black book, little things you remember about them, so that when you go back, you say, hey, how's work at Walmart? Wow, they remember. People are impressed that people hear and remember, because today we live in such an impersonal society, people don't even remember other people's names. And even less what they do. So when someone shows genuine, sincere, honest interest, it has an impact. It makes an impact. It builds that bridge. It increases the trust, decreases the suspicion. Let me do this again so you're clear, because some of us are going to be doing that. Are you ready? Is this the look of a deer in headlights? Here's what we'll do. We'll make sure, so no one is put in a too uncomfortable position. We'll make sure to those of you who are a little fearful to put you with someone who will do the talking, so you don't have to do the talking. We're not going to force anyone who's not comfortable yet to do the talking to talk. But, for example, I have a feeling that Josh can handle it. Or you're not one of those.
Yeah, I did call prayer ministry for a while.
So. There. So, Josh, it's like, you know, he gets behind his back. So, some of us are going to be a little bit, you know, for Jamie, I mean, he's a master at that. Everyone will want to go with Jamie. So, I'm Jamie Houghton. This is my friend Kim, my friend Bob, my friend Betty, my friend Leo. We don't want to go probably with five people with Jamie. But so, you know, some of us, I'm going to be going out. So if someone wants to go with me, I'm glad to have you as my visiting partner. So, yes, Elizabeth.
So should we ask for the address from everyone?
No. Okay. No. I mean, the people who obviously are not interested, why ask their address? Because probably then they might get a little more... Well, you know, that's a valid point, Elizabeth. More than likely, you'll get a good feel by the time you get to the end of how these people are. Again, it's a judgment call, okay? If you see a spark of interest, I would say, hey, you know, you've said that you're interested in a free cooking class or some of these programs. If you give us your information, we'll let you know when these things happen locally. So that would be appropriate, absolutely. But if obviously someone has been not very responsive, just wish them the very best and move on. So here's how it goes again, the introduction, okay? A knock, knock, door opens. My name is Yves Monnier, this here is my friend Kim. We are with an international media ministry called It Is Written, and we happen to be in your neighborhood to do a quick community survey. Do you have 2 minutes? You show them. I mean, this is obviously very short. Mm-hmm. There's nothing in the back. And they'll either say yes or no. If they say yes, good. You go forward, and if they say no, no problem. You go to the next door, and you continue. I mean, it's really not that big of a deal if someone says no. Mm-hmm. What's the problem? Okay, no. I've said no to people, too, and it's just part of life. And people will not be mean about this. So you go through the questions one by one. Speak slowly. Speak slowly, okay? Does someone you know suffer from diabetes, cancer, or heart disease? Yes or no? Go through this carefully, and then, of course, the last question to me is the most important, because that tells you of their spiritual interest. Would you be interested in free Bible studies? Yeah, maybe. Wonderful. Well, here I have lesson number one of an excellent series handed to them. Colorful, easy to do. You just fill in the blank, and you will be blessed. I can tell you that I have been blessed doing studies like this. You can say this, studies like this, because all of you have done studies like this. So that's your nice way around it until you actually do these studies. And then they take it, and you say, we'd like to bring you lesson number 2, because there's a whole series, wonderful series. I know you will like it. If you give us your name and address, we'll make sure to bring you lesson number two in a week or two. And there you have it. You're in and out in less than 5 minutes. Any questions? All right. I think we've covered everything, Jamie. So for the people who are visiting the online requests, the same process applies. You have printed the online request?
Those are a little farther away than what we'll probably be able to do today.
Okay, so they're not within a half hour?
No.
Okay. So we're not going to do those here. They will be done at another time by someone. So today we have two groups. One group is going to be following up these cards here in Castle Rock. It's an interesting, two of them are two doors down from each other. So we're suspicious that there's a collusion there. I'm sorry, that's a bad word these days, isn't it? So you don't want to use the word collusion in America anymore. There is a shared interest. Anyway, and then we have the others who are not at the same place, but they're all in Castle Rock. So who are the people who are going to be going to with you, Godfrey? So that would be you and Andy and Elizabeth and Kim. And Debbie. Hey, Debbie. So it is okay to go to three people. I don't think it's a big issue to go with three people. I wouldn't go three men, obviously. So you work it out. You work it out. And then the rest of us are going to go do the survey. So Jamie is going to organize that. And here's what I like to see happen. Because I know that it means coming back here, but there's value in this. I think it's valuable for us to come back and share what's happened. Good and bad. Good and bad. We're in this together. So when you're done, and let's say that you all come back, we leave here at 3:30 or we begin to scatter at 3:30. Let's see if we can be back here by 5. So what that means, that should be a relief to some of you. We're not going to be out long, but we're going to be out long enough to hopefully glean one person each. That's my hope. My personal prayer is that each group has one yes, we can go back and drop off lesson number two. All right? So Jamie, let's pray before Jamie comes up, because I think, Godfrey, you're ready to roll, aren't you? So let me also make a suggestion. Let's say hypothetically that you don't have anyone, you don't find anyone home. Then you want to do some surveys. So take some surveys with you. We have enough of lessons number one here. Okay. So let's pray first, and then we'll organize our groups to go out and knock on some doors. Father God, this afternoon, we're not just going to talk about how to do the work and how wonderful the work is and all those things. We're actually going to do the work. And I know there's some fear and trepidation here about how will people respond, and people here are not real open. But it's not about us. We're doing like what you've told us. We're going out. We're going to speak. We're going to smile. We're going to be hopefully glowing with your presence. And we pray that you will do your part, and I know you will, that some people will respond, and we will have some positive responses of people saying, hey, yeah, I might be interested in this. You know, nothing else in this world seems to work, so maybe the Bible is the place to look for answers. So, Lord, fill us with your Spirit, but more than that, precede us with your Spirit. Just go to these homes. People of the people who've requested Bible studies. Go into the neighborhoods where we're going to be knocking. And I pray that we will find people home, and we will find some people who would say yes. It's in your hands. To you be the glory forever. In the name of Jesus, amen. All right, Jamie, Godfrey, you guys are in charge.